This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Gedalia Yachmiel Schaefer and Lizchus Elazar Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is Lizchus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min Hameitzar El Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the Avodah of Purim. The Holy Tzaddik, the Chidushei Harim of Ger, would emphasize the greatness of Purim with the following episode. There was once a Yid who set out on a journey, intending to commit a grievous Aveda, taking with him 500 gold rubles which he had amassed. While traveling, he suddenly heard the heartfelt crying of a family in trouble. They were being evicted for not having paid their rent. His pity was aroused, and the Yid gave them all the money he had with him, with which he had planned to do the Aveda. A great tumult took place l'mayla, and the verdict was made that whatever this man would decree would materialize. However, to ensure that this privilege would not be misused, they decreed that he become a shikur. Once a terrible tzara came onto the world, so the Baal Shem Tov sent his Talmidim to beg this drunk Yid to intercede and ask for rachamim. Arriving at his place, they found him shikur, and had to try a number of times until they caught him before drinking. They presented their request, and he successfully abolished the gzeira. The Chidushei Harim would conclude, Purim is a day of Eis Ratzon, an auspicious time, when every Yid can be poyel, can accomplish to no end, and the drinking should not disturb us from accomplishing what we need to do. The Zohar notes that Purim is similar to Yom HaKippurim, meaning that what is accomplished on Yom Kippur with fasting can be accomplished on Purim with joy. Furthermore, the name Kippurim, like Purim, implies that Purim is even greater, leaving a stronger effect on the person. Chazal say that when Mashiach will come, all the Yom Tovim will become batal, but the Yom Tov of Purim will never be batal. In Chassidus it is explained that the Simcha and Kedusha of Purim is so great that even during the time of the Simcha and Kedusha of the Geula, it will still be considered special. For a number of years, the holy tzaddik Reb Nachum Mendel of Chotzk lived behispoidedus, in seclusion, not even having yechidus with his chassidim. One Purim, the holy tzaddik Reb Yechiel Meir of Gostinin was in Chotzk and came to the Rebbe's room, knocking hard on the door. "What's this?" the Rebbe asked when he opened the door. Reb Yechiel Meir replied, "It says in Shulchan Aruch, Kol ha'poyishet yad noisem loy. Whoever stretches out hand for tztaka on Purim is to be given tztaka. Rebbe, I am naked and want to be clothed. Teach me." The Kotzker Rebbe let him in, and the two tzaddikim spent many hours together. From then on, the Chassidim of Kotzk treated Reb Yechiel Meir with the utmost respect. Many communities had the minog of appointing pretend rabbonim, police, judges, or other important personas for Purim. One year in Zidichov, the townspeople chose Reb Kappel, the nephew of the holy tzaddik of Zidichov, to be governor, and he took some learned chassidim to be his advisors. On Purim day, the entire group, all after l'chaim and in high spirits, came to the tzaddik's house. Reb Tzvi treated the governor with great respect and asked him to remove the candle and meat tax that the government had recently placed. The lively governor agreed, but when he was asked to repeal the army draft on the Jewish boys, he refused. No amount of begging or threatening could make him change his mind, and the tzaddik left the room in anger. The following day, when the effects of wine had worn off and fellow chassidim told Reb Kappel of what happened the previous day, he had no recollection of it and could barely believe the story. Later that year, the chassidim realized what had occurred on Purim, for the candle and meat tax were taken away, but the draft remained enforced. When the Tzemach Tzedek was 5 or 6 years old, his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, asked him if he had learned Megillas Esther, and he replied yes. The Alter Rebbe then asked if he understood it, and the Tzemach Tzedek responded, "No, I do not understand why Haman had to build such a tall gallows of 50 amos. After all, Mordechai was not so tall." The Alter Rebbe did not reply. But that Purim, he explained how Haman wanted to raise himself to great heights, and this itself brought his downfall. In the Shulchan Aruch it is paskin that one should come to Kriyas HaMegillah dressed in Big Day Shabbos. The holy Talmud of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, would pivel himself and then put on Shabbos clothing in honor of Purim. When coming home from Shul on Purim night, one should have his table set and candles lit and have a Suda in honor of Purim. During the month of Adar, the holy tzaddik Rav Shmuel Abba of Zichlin would behave very joyously, and on Purim his avodah was on with extraordinary simcha. He greatly criticized those who did not treat the day properly, and those who would not come dressed in Shabbos clothing to the Megillah reading. One year, all were gathered, dressed in their Shabbos best in the Beis Medrash to hear the Megillah, except one man who was wearing his weekday garb. When some chassidim questioned his behavior, he responded, "Purim is not a Yom Tov, and fever is not a sickness." At that moment, the tzaddik entered, gave a piercing look at this fellow, and said, "Purim is a Yom Tov, and fever is a sickness." After davening, upon his arrival home, the man suddenly became ill with a raging fever, which only worsened as the days wore on. He sent a message to the tzaddik asking for a bracha. The tzaddik replied, "Now he knows that fever is really a sickness, and now he needs to know that Purim is really a Yom Tov." The man suffered the sickness the entire year until the following Purim. The Pasuk says that after the Nes of Purim, the Yidden had Oira. The Chachamim explained that this refers to the freedom to learn Torah. Therefore, it is appropriate to learn some Torah before the Suda. It is fitting to learn Hilchas Pesach, as it is Shloshim Yoim Kodem HaChag, 30 days before the Yom Tov of Pesach, when it is proper to begin learning the Halachas of Pesach as a preparation. The Rambam writes, "It is preferable to increase in Matanos L'Avyonim, spending more than the amount used for the Suda and Mishleach Monos. There is no greater and more beautiful simcha than cheering up the poor, the orphans, and widows, and the gedim. One who makes these people happy is similar to Hashem." The Gemara says that on Purim one must drink Ad L'Yoda Bein Oror Haman L'Baruch Mordechai, until one cannot differentiate between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. The Gemara tells a ma'isa of the Amidoim, Rabba and Rav Zeira, who had their Sudas Purim together, where they drank much wine and discussed secrets of the Torah. The Kedusha of Rabba was too much for Rav Zeira, and his neshama left his body, Kalois HaNefesh. The following day, Rabba davened for Rav Zeira and brought him back to life. The following year, Rabba once again invited Rav Zeira to join him for the Suda to discuss the secrets of Torah. But Rav Zeira turned down the offer, saying, "One cannot rely that a nes will happen again." The Rebbe explained, "The purpose of the simcha of Ad L'Yoda is that a person should reach a complete bittul to Hashem, which is not limited by his own understanding. As the Rambam writes, that one should completely immerse himself in the pure waters of Das, and through this, all the undesirable deis, opinions, will be cleansed away. As a result, a person will have the koyach to continue this avodah throughout the entire year." The Rebbe emphasized that it is necessary to be careful that Purim does not lead to negative behavior. This is only ensured when one fulfills the mitzvah just because the Torah commanded us to do so. One must follow the takonas that were established, limiting the drinking of mashke, and keeping in mind that mashke in itself is a dovar hamos, a disgusting thing. On the first Purim after his chasana, the Alter Rebbe explained the avodah of reaching Ad L'Yoda, until one does not know the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai, as follows. Besume, the fragrance of Purim, is that the loy, things that are not allowed to be done, should be Yoda, known. What is mandated is well known, but it is also necessary to know what is forbidden and to treat it with extra caution. The Rebbe explains that the simcha of Purim is greater than all other types of simcha.